10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
That's one small step for man, one giant hop for out here having a pint.
Little craft beer nerds, welcome to Out Here Having a Pint. I am your host, Kevin, and yeah, we have another podcast going on, which is excellent. And with me, as always, we have Kelsey in the house. Kelsey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Woohoo! Kelsey, where are we at?
We are at Cedar Creek.
Cedar Creek. You know, Cedar Creek has beer, it has wine, and it has a distillery, right?
And cigars.
And cigars.
And cigars now, yeah,
and
for
boutique.
Sure. And a boutique. It's everything.
And a cat.
Wow. And a cat. A cat called Whiskey, which he's like hobo for rubs. He just goes to different buildings. If he can't get any rubs at the distillery, he'll come in here and get rubs from people at the bar.
I know a guy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you? Yeah. It's you? All right. Well, hey, another person is talking. Adam is in the house from the Speak Podcast. Adam, how you doing?
Good, good.
All right. Oh, there it is.
Person might be a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure.
Individual.
And the other person that's talking, Rob is in the house from the Speak Podcast.
Happy to be here, Kevin.
Woo-hoo! Man, I'm glad you guys are here. You guys do your podcast every Thursday, right? Or you record every Thursday, but are you're weekly, bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly, yeah. Which we actually looked this up in the beginning, and turns out that bi-weekly can both mean either twice a week or twice a month.
Yeah, that's true for our podcast.
Ours is
as
the,
well.
The second one. It's the twice a month one, but
yeah,
every other week.
Yeah, every other week. I try to do every other week. Sometimes I try to do every week, but sometimes just life happens and you can't do it every week. Also in the house, we have drum roll. I don't have a drum roll. I just have claps. We have we have Bree in the house. What's up, Bree? So, Bree, how you been?
Doing.
What have you been doing lately?
Watching everybody else drink.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's been sad.
That's what happens when you, you know, come into mommy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But that's all right. You still talk about beer. You can just watch our enjoyment.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot.
That's all the beer I want. Salt in the wound.
Right. Well, you know.
Nope. You guys try all the stuff so that it's like market research, so I know what to try.
There you go.
Next time around.
All right. Just take notes. And
well, yeah, we are at Cedar Creek. So for me, I'm drinking the. I'm starting off with the Hef, which is very good. I like it here. The Hef here, banana forward, the clove. It's great. Kelsey, what are you drinking? I have suspicion what you're drinking, but I don't. You have two things. You have water over there, and what else? What else
do
you have?
How do you know that's not vodka?
Oh, it might be vodka.
With a straw?
With a straw? Fancy. Fancy vodka. Okay, whatever. What are you drinking?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, it's a secret. Okay. Yeah, we'll wait for a few minutes, and then we'll reveal what we're drinking. Or what you're drinking, anyway. Yeah. Adam, what are you drinking?
The Hefeweizen.
Ah, good choice.
I like it.
Yeah, I kind of copied you. You got the Hef, and I'm like, you know what? I am going to have the Hef as well.
That's cool. I mean, I like to be a leader sometimes.
Yeah. Rob, what'd you get?
So I actually have two because I have a problem. And that problem being that I don't have three. But so I've got the Breakfast Stout and the Peanut Butter Porter.
Peanut Butter Porter is good. I must say, you had, speaking of peanut butter, didn't you guys, did you try the Energy City
yes.
peanut butter? Did you try that on the podcast, or did you try
it? Yeah, so that episode has recently gone into the can. Obviously, with everything kind of going on, we have tons of content, but our releases, we don't quite know at this point which episodes are landing when. So, but actually, we also had the strawberry milkshake from the good people at Cedar Creek. So it was kind of a doubleheader there. We had that, and we had the again the Energy City PB&J Bistro.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of that strawberry milkshake, it was the first time that Cedar Creek actually brewed something like that, and it was. The census, as far as Untappd is concerned, I mean, you know, it was all around a good beer. I mean, people liked it. Some people...
Very polarizing.
Yeah. Some people did not like it only because they said it was too pulpy. So it had like the pulp in it, which Cedar Creek said that they're going to fix next time around so it won't have all that pulp. But for me, man, I like that pulp. I like it in my orange juice. I like it. I thought it was excellent. I love that beer. Kelsey, what'd you think of it, that beer being pulp?
I don't like it.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's 50-50.
I also don't like pulpy orange juice.
Okay.
Well, so I will say, I guess, kind of give everybody a preview of our episode that was discussed. It was probably operator error on our part, but ours wasn't very pulpy, which for us is kind of a, that's a plus. You know, we don't tend to like chunky things in our beer. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if it had settled in the can we didn't agitate it or what the deal was. But like you said, that was something that came up on the show, is that is kind of a you love it or leave it kind of thing, right? People either like that texture in their beer or they absolutely hate that texture in their beer.
It's sort of like peanut butter, chunky and creamy peanut butter. I like the chunky peanut butter.
I like chunky peanut butter.
I don't know why, Kelsey, every time you buy peanut butter, you buy the creamy stuff, because I'm the one that...
that's what I like?
Yeah, but I'm the one that eats more of the peanut butter than you anyway.
Well, then I think you need to start grocery shopping.
Oh!
Yes!
No way! Yeah. Oh, thank you. See, the audience booed.
I love having another female on this podcast.
The audience booed. You hear the audience. Yeah,
maybe you can buy Kevin peanuts and you can just add it later.
There you go. You said peanuts, right? Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Okay, yeah. No, all right,
You heard me right.
I was going to agree with you until but I had to clarify. What did you just say? Peanuts? No. Peanuts? Yes.
Okay. I thought they were about the same. Like, some's crunchy, some's not.
Right.
I don't really know what that means.
Yep. Creamy peanut butter, I think, it doesn't suck, but I like that. I like those peanuts.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, but I think you're right, Rob. I think all the pulp settled in the bottom of the can. If you would have rolled the can, of course, and then you probably had that pulp. Same way with the kegs. It settled in the keg back there, so when they was pouring it from the draft, you didn't get a lot of that pulp. So versus the can, which you did if you agitated it,
for sure.
And I'm running on my sentences. All right, so thanks, guys.
Can you tell it's Saturday morning? We're all like,
oh, let me tell you what happened yesterday. So yesterday we all went out to BrewDog, and
we started at like 4.
Yeah, we started at 4 o'clock, and I had like a lot of beers. Then we bought then Upland was across the street, just a little bit down the street, not even a block. And then we got a beer on the way there, because it's amazing that you can drink on the streets of Indy. So we got a beer there. Then we sat down at Upland. We got a beer there. We came back, and then we got a whole bottle of Overworked Sour. And we was just drinking.
Each of us got a bottle.
Yeah, each of us got a bottle. Adam and I.
Not me.
No, not you, because we were doing that. So
somebody had to be responsible.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I was just drinking on the streets, and it was great. And I don't remember coming home. I'm glad, Kelsey, you did not. You were responsible enough to, stay sober, and get us home.
That's what you
did. Keep your pants on?
I kept my pants on. Yeah, okay, luckily, good. Because I.
If you don't remember getting home, how can you testify to that?
You know what? Actually, okay, that is a good point, because I did wake up in the morning
pantsless?
And I was pantsless. Yes, I just had. I just had my boxers on, so...
Yeah, that was a struggle to watch you trying to take your pants off.
Yeah. It usually is, isn't it?
Yep, it is. But luckily, I had my boxers on, because, sometimes I forget when I'm in the car and getting ready to go somewhere, I'm like, oh, my God, did I put on my underwear? So, yeah. Yeah, so that's that.
That with you talking like your tongue was so swollen and spitting as you spoke, and I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying. Just go to sleep.
Man, I'm glad I didn't confess anything. Did I confess to anything? Okay, good. That's
or
good.
She's saving it for later. It's some secret that...
Probably. That she's going to kill me later for. Yeah.
This is your last podcast.
Man, speaking of, so recently with me, what I've been doing, as all my friends know, because I don't hide it on Facebook whatsoever, but I am now the duty manager at BrewDog. Hey.
Where's your applause?
Oh, there we go. There's the cheers. There's the cheers. No, I said they're like, what?
Crickets.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. So it's because it's an awesome company. But enough about me. So let's move on. So the reason why we're here today at Cedar Creek, it is today, right now, at it's noon. So they just now opened. So hopefully we can get this podcast up later today. So if you are listening to this, come on out to Cedar Creek tomorrow or wherever, and then enjoy good beer for sure. But right now we're here because we did collab with Cedar Creek and helping to make a new beer that they have on tap. Kelsey, tell us what it is.
This beer is Interspace. It's a black IPA.
Woohoo! You know, we named it. Yeah, for sure. They usually don't name their beers, but we came up with the name.
No, Cedar Creek is very style-oriented. Yeah. Yeah. You want a Hefeweizen, you ask for the Hefeweizen. Yeah, you want the cream ale, you get the cream ale.
Yep. But we want to do a black IPA, first of all, because our logo is a spaceman, so we wanted the body to be like black, like space, galaxy. No glitter. Doesn't have glitter in there. I did come up with that idea,
and
it quickly got knocked out. I wanted to say, let's put stars in it. And then Brandon over here is staring at me. He's like, hell no.
So if you don't mind, can I jump in and ask a quick question? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the style orientation thing, does that kind of come from, you know, the experience as a winery where, you know, most wines don't have a name, right? It's the label and then the type of wine because the label stands on its own, right? Did that play into it or am I just making things up?
Actually, here at Cedar Creek, they name all their wines. So the brewery is the complete opposite.
So I was just all kinds of wrong with that. Good.
I mean, you sounded really smart, though.
For a minute there.
Also, it's difficult, really, to name a beer because, I mean, every name has been had, right? So you would have to look to see if there's a beer already out there that's been named and stuff like that, so you don't want to step on anybody else's toes and get sued or, you know, complain about
it. A lot of it. Yep. Everybody comes up with these super creative names, and then you go to find it on Untappd, or you're looking at the tap list trying to decide what you want,
right?
And it's overwhelming, especially for the people that are really new to the craft beer community.
And they're just going to ask, what is it anyway?
Exactly.
You know, it's just one less thing that a server has to explain what it is, you know what I mean? So everybody knows, what's a hef? It's a hef. I mean, you have to describe the beer to them, but yeah. But
I mean, they have a couple on their list that is named, you know, Martin Tucky.
But damn it, this is the first. This was the first like pro beer that we did, so I wanted to name my beer for sure.
Yes. For sure.
You know, Brandon's going to be on the mic here later. He's going to talk about the recipe, what all it took to create this beer. But the reason why we wanted the black IPA, of course, I wanted it to be black in body. But we all love hops. We all love IPAs. And there's not a lot of black IPAs out there. I first experienced a black IPA, I think it was when we was in Brewdog in Columbus. And I was a little bit intoxicated and amazed that a dark beer was like hoppy. I thought it was a stout, you know. I was like, what is this, Kelsey? And but it was a black IPA and I wanted to make one. So there it is.
I think it's a very underrated style. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a little bit scared of it because it's dark. It has a very porter-ish base.
Yep.
And then you just hop it. And
right.
Everybody's kind of scared of that to taste it because it is so different than your run-of-the-mill IPA mm-hmm. or the New Englands that are so popular right now.
Yeah, it's a little over 8% too, so it's not a, you know, it's a big boy beer. I mean, I think people will appreciate that because you get a lot of folks that, you know, tend to like that range. I think if it was like 6 or 5, I think it would have been too light.
It needed a
little oomph in there. We went out to Sugar Creek to get the malt. We went to 812 Farms to get the hops. And we came at her early in the morning to brew the beer. And I'm telling you right now, brewing is exhausting. I don't know if it was the heat or what, but when we were done, we went home and took like a 2-hour nap. And then we came back out and... But they're going to have it again. So if you missed it this time around, we will be brewing it again. And I definitely want to help again brew it. But they'll have it in cans next time. So that's exciting to have it in cans.
Your very own can?
Hell yeah. It's got my little logo on it. Yeah, it's going to be badass. Yeah. I'll show you the little image later what it looked like. I think I sent it to you. Yeah, for sure.
I stare at it before I go to sleep every night.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Weird, but okay.
Oh, it is weird.
So, well, no, that's not weird.
Okay.
The Speak Podcast. So, where the hell is that damn Pete at?
He's probably doing some stupid stuff.
Is he coming out today? Yeah.
He said he was supposed to be here at noon.
Hopefully we'll get him on the mic too later. But guys, you guys have been running for a long time on your guys' podcast. How many years have you been doing it now?
So actually, next Saturday is going to be our six-year anniversary. That was July 18th of 2014 is when our first episode dropped.
I had no idea you guys had been around that long. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, the sad part is most people don't either. So, you know, our numbers reflect that. But no, it's, you know, and really it was, you know, we'd all known each other from college, and it kind of all went back to that as we'd get together and drink beer one night a week, you know, just have all your buddies over. And once we moved back from school, we started doing that at the place that Adam and Pete shared down on Pennsylvania. And once they left there, we started doing it at my place. And Pete just said, you know, hey, I really want to buy a mixer and microphone, so let's do a podcast, because we're already sitting here talking about beer. So, you know, and here we are in all our glory 6 years later.
Man, that's awesome.
So, you know, like initially, too, it wasn't strictly beer. We tried a bunch of different stuff, but beer has been in every episode. But we started off doing like beer, restaurants, movies, video games, and then beer just kind of became the thing we focused on.
By the way, local restaurants once a week gets expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It gets pricey.
Yeah, it does.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, we're
especially
called
in the indie area.
Yeah, we should have rethought our thing. We're called out here having a pint, so we try to be out somewhere recording, and then we just buy all the beers and all the food, and
Well, that's kind of the one thing that's kind of the one advantage that we've had, obviously, with kind of the national circumstances, is that we go out and about from time to time. You know, we're here. We're down in Martinsville, so, you know, we do travel a bit, but mostly it's, you know, we record at the quote-unquote studio. So, you know, even with, you know, obviously we all take the proper precautions. Everybody out there should. That's your public service announcement for the day. But, you know, in the midst of all this kind of going on, we have been lucky enough to be able to do something that we obviously enjoy. Whereas a lot of guys, you know, I know it's hurt, I'm sure, your guys' business. And
especially when the restaurant started to open up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your guys, because your guys' bread and butter is going out to places and getting that visual content on top of the audio content. And I guess this is where our laziness paid off, because, you know, I got to take a shower if I'm going to be on camera.
Right.
You know, I got to put on pants.
That is true. Camera is a different beast as well, because you have to, like, you know, try to look decent, especially in front of the video. There's times where we recorded things on video and we're like, nah, I look like garbage. I'm not.
Well, then people can see you being drunk. Listening is not so bad, but when they see it.
Yeah. But, yeah. So we decided not to do, like, we did try to do beer reviews on the video on our YouTube channel, but then we just switched to, like, promotional stuff and vlog, which is much easier. And I'm not on it a lot, so that's just cool. I'm just behind the camera. But you guys, going to dabble into a little video work as well. I mean, is that a... I know that's in the works, but
we've played around with it a little bit just to kind of see what it looks like and you know, kind of what formats we'd want to do. Right now, the current thinking is not so much, say, doing a show, you know, not taking kind of our audio content and doing a show. But more kind of quick rip videos and maybe some like spoof type stuff, and you know, it's all still kind of in the planning phase, because again, that means that we'd have to take showers.
Yeah, that's
in this group,
say.
You'd be surprised how big a deal breaker that is. So.
Water can be scary. It's very loud in there when you hear it come down.
Yeah,
soap is slippery.
Yeah,
dangerous.
That is true.
They say cats are deathly afraid of baths, but I did take my cat a bath. I gave her a bath.
And take it, your cat
yeah,
a bath?
I took my, yeah.
You took your cat a bath.
Yeah, whatever. Words are hard for me right now. But I gave her a bath. And you know what? She enjoyed it. She really liked it. And it wasn't as bad as what people say.
Yeah, Kelsey's going to be like a
the only, the only bad thing. Listen,
I got to tell you, man. You tell the greatest story.
Right. Well, I know. But
here, when did this happen?
It happened the other day. But here, the only bad thing about it is, I got to say, for those that are, you know, wanting to
actually interested give, in any of this,
yeah,
I am.
That want to give their cat, that want to give their cats a bath. The only thing that I would say is that, you know, the fur gets really stuck on your tongue a lot. So,
oh my God! Oh shit! Oh.
That was my joke of the day. Yeah. All right.
Let's leave it at that one.
Yeah, that's a lot of buildup.
Yeah, for sure. Hey,
so, yeah, I'd workshop that one a little bit.
So let's do another segment that we do. It's a beer news. So let's do that.
This is not official news, Airman. As far as I'm concerned, it didn't happen.
Look, I report the news. That's what I do.
Well, do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
I'm putting you on the news, you dirty bastard. I'm putting you on the news, you dirty bastard. I'm putting you on the news.
All right, yeah. So this segment is where we do beer news. Does anybody have any beer news? Kelsey, you got any news to about beer?
It's good.
Okay, well, that's our beer news segment.
Yeah, what's next?
No, I do have one beer news, and I think it's important to say because I just found out yesterday. So if you live in Indiana, you live down in Bloomington, at the Sinkhole, they will soon have a tap takeover, which is all African-American owners that owns breweries. So they're going to have it all on tap. Our friend Vox is going to be out there. Big thing. He was on the news because he got into an altercation with some folks, and it went viral.
In Bloomington?
In Bloomington. I'm not going to get deep into that because this is a crappier podcast. But, we will be sharing that bit of information about that tap takeover. So I think that's a good thing for sure.
I did see some news about BrewDog having some drive-through locations that they're going to be working on.
I saw Columbus and I think London.
Yeah. It looked like a fill station, a gas station.
Well, I mean, to be fair, any restaurant or bar can be a drive-through if you don't care that much about your car.
Mm.
I mean,
that's
just saying.
True.
Yeah,
and
no doubt.
I don't care about mine.
Yeah, the concept is very.
You might actually want to watch out for Adam because he does not care about his car.
Yeah, the concept is the concept is very interesting, but it's not like brand new because I remember a long time ago. I was on my way to a theme park. I think it was in Ohio, north of Ohio. What's that called? What's that theme park called up in there, up north? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Kings Island?
No, it wasn't Kings Island. I thought it was like, what was
Cedar
it called?
Point.
Cedar Point. Thank you. Thank you very much back there. Yeah, it was on my way to Cedar Point. You can actually, it looked like a car wash. So you go through, you just drive up, you get your beer, and then you drive away. So it was great.
So on the way down to Kentucky Lake, and I don't remember exactly where it was, but there are a lot of, at least at the time, there were a lot of dry counties around Kentucky Lake. So there was a place that was, you know, called something like Bob's Last Chance Liquor or something, because between there and the lake, you couldn't buy alcohol. So it was in an old, some kind of fast food restaurant, and you pulled up and they had the signboard and you spoke into the little grill and you ordered your beer or your bottles or whatever you were getting and pulled up to the drive-through window and paid them and they handed it out to you.
Why do monster counties have dry counties? I mean, what is the purpose? Do they not want people to be free and live and be, you know, Americans or what? Why have a dry county?
Well, because you can get it. Like, a dry county means you just can't buy, but you can still drink there, right?
Yes. Correct.
So like, why? Like, you're adding more work.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's weird.
And losing tax revenue.
Sure. I remember when I had to travel for work and you couldn't buy alcohol anywhere, and I was like, what kind of town is this?
And actually, I'm not sure that you are losing tax revenue because that's a state thing. So I don't think that any of that would go to the locality, but
yeah, it does not make any sense. I mean, because here's what you're going to do. You're just going to drive to the county to get beer.
Yeah,
that's it. I will never live in a town where it's dry.
So we
I don't think you'd survive.
Yeah.
But, of course, we all remember, because the change is fairly recent, when Indiana didn't used to have Sunday liquor sales. That was the you had to buy your – you had to stock up on Saturday night or stay dry on Sunday. At least packaged goods, right? You could still go to bars and things like that.
Yeah, it was a – like, oh, so-and-so has brunch. Let's go there because we can't buy shit.
Right.
So Adam and I and again, our missing third, Pete, who, just for the record, is, you know, there are children here. So never mind.
Still on.
So anyway, you should be here, Pete. If you listen to this episode, you should be here. But anyway, we all went to school down in Evansville, who, for those of you who aren't familiar with the state of Indiana, is down in the little boot toe, right? So you've got Kentucky on one side, Illinois on the other. And it was bad enough that I think at least the first county in on either side, whether the Kentucky side or the Illinois side, had a handshake agreement with the state of Indiana that they would not sell to you on a Sunday if you had an Indiana driver's license.
Oh, wow.
So if you wanted beer on a Sunday, you couldn't run 20 minutes into Kentucky. You had to drive across the whole county and get a little deeper in to get your alcohol.
That, like, physically hurts me.
Mm-hmm. I did that. Right? I did that when I was younger. I went to Illinois to get beer on a Sunday when I was, like, 22.
Pete and I did that. We went there to get Mad Dog.
Oh, wow. God.
Yep, we did.
Man, you went all the way to get Mad Dog?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was actually
spent more on gas than the actual
exactly.
drink.
Exactly.
And it was one of the drive-through liquor places in Illinois we actually went to, and like everybody gave us these weird looks.
Fucking Mad Dog 2020. Yeah.
Yep. His GPS kept messing up. We kept winding up in some abandoned factory at first. It was a long night.
See, that's the problem is the GPS assumed that you already had the Mad Dog, and that's where you were looking to go.
Now, do you still like Mad Dog?
I haven't had it in years, so I don't know.
Does Pete still like Mad Dog? I'm going to get him that for Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like we got to get Mad Dog now. Yeah.
He probably likes Malort done his. He likes it done.
Oh, yeah. God.
He pretends he doesn't, but we know.
Yeah,
we know.
Probably does. He probably loves that fucking Malort.
I mean, Rob's the Malort man right here.
Yeah, yeah, he is. He introduced us to Malort, and we always mention it on every episode of Matter Have a Pint.
It's a thing now.
It's a thing. It's
such a scarring experience.
Yeah, it is. I mean. And it's sort of like, yes, you will never forget. There's a couple things in your life that you will never forget, and drinking Malort is one of them.
The only way to get over shared trauma is to talk about it.
I think Brandon likes Malort, too.
Hell yes.
Yeah. See, yeah, Brandon way over there. He'll be on the mic here later. So, all right, so let's do this. We're almost hitting at the 30-minute mark, so we'll take a commercial break. And then after the break, hopefully Pete will be here as well. We can get Brandon to sit down and talk about our Black IPA. And we're going to taste it, review it, and we'll see if we – well, we better have a pint of it. But I'm just going to – we'll see if we would have a pint. We would not have a pint if we walk out of here. So, definitely let's do that.
I just saw Pete walk by the window, so yeah. he is here.
Awesome. See, there you go.
Probably out there taking pictures That's for freaking a half awesome. Hour.
Yep. So, all right. So, here's to our sponsor.
Commodity, a basic product traded on the open market. Something you'll never find inside these tin-covered walls. At Rusted Silo Southern Barbecue and Brewhouse, we only use the finest ingredients in everything we create. From locally crafted malt in our beer to choice Angus beef on our pit, we refuse to cut corners. Leave that for the other guys. Rusted Silo, the best little place with the biggest taste. Patience rewarded.
If you like what you're hearing so far, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe for our weekly craft beer adventures. Also, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search OHHAP. That stands for Out Here Having a Pint. Also, you can follow us on our YouTube channel, Out Here Having a Pint. Would you like to support our show? Go to anchor.fm/OHHAP and click our support button. We'll give you a live shout out right on our podcast. Like to sponsor our show? Ask us a question or make a suggestion? Just email us at outherehavingapint@gmail.com. Craft beer nerds, this is Kevin from Out Here Having a Pint podcast. Join us bi-weekly as we discuss everything craft beer. We are out here having a pint. We are out here having a pint. Part of the On Draft Network. Now back to the show. All right, and we're back. Woohoo!
It's like we never left.
I know.
We did.
Yeah, we did leave for about a good hour drinking beer.
Break.
So I apologize if I'm, you know, a little bit more intoxicated than I was before the microphone. Anyway, we feel
good.
So he's
at
right
his
now.
Normal level is what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So we have two folks that have sat down with us, and that is, of course, Brandon, assistant brewer at Cedar Creek. How's it going, Brandon?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Doing all right.
He always gets a warm applause or warm reception.
Yeah, I man. Try to, you know.
Dang, it's all packed. We have a full audience for sure.
I know. We actually have an audience.
Yeah, and also, as promised, we do have Pete for the Speak Podcast up on the microphone.
What it do?
Yeah, better late than never, right?
I mean, he
Nah,
Jesus, man, you guys are hey. Fucking
sometimes
brutal.
It takes yeah. a while to come, but he always does.
Yeah.
Well, and here
yeah.
I was saying,
oh, wait, does he? How do you know?
I was going to say, I showed up for Kelsey, and this is what happens.
Yeah, hold on.
Those statements need to be separated, all right? I'm just saying.
Yeah, so when Kelsey told me we have to be at Cedar Creek at 10:30, I was like, what? I just woke up.
And he was still drunk.
And I was still a little bit intoxicated. Yes. Yeah, for sure. But I made it.
You're welcome, by the way.
Know how I know Kevin's yeah. drunk? His microphone's upside down.
Yep.
Wait, what?
My yeah. microphone's not upside
you know
down.
How you, know
yes,
you know how you know Kevin's drunk? He's awake.
My microphone is definitely upside down. But it
does that matter? Or like,
no, it doesn't. I did this while I was not drunk, so I'm just an idiot.
Yes, that means you have to talk from right here now. No.
You got to get underneath it, and you got to kind of cup it.
You got to cup it.
Yeah.
Tickle the little.
Since when are you guys this kind of podcast?
Yeah, this can go totally like different ways.
I was going to say, this is going to take a hard left.
Welcome to out of here doing something.
Out here having a penis.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon and I are on the same page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll double dip down.
All right.
Luckily, this is an adult podcast, so I mean, you know, no kids should be listening to this anyway.
Yeah. So
that's what I don't care about.
He says 32 minutes into the podcast, "Hey, if you're a child, stop listening."
Stop.
Yeah.
It.
True. If you are under 21, how dare you listen to this podcast? You will not learn anything.
We will give time for the children to leave.
Yeah. Okay. Leave children. Okay. We're gonna leave.
But
time.
We allow Adam on here.
Holy shit.
Hey, I'm an adult. I know adult things. I have a job.
You have a cat.
And a car.
We're not
and
talking about your job.
He's rented magazines from the library.
Oh, my job. Speaking of penises.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. All right, so.
you haven't heard that story. I'll tell you after this.
You could tell us. You could really. There is a huge contrast from the first
half
part of this podcast
half.
To the second half. It's like totally downhill right now. No, I'm just kidding. It's more exciting.
It's off
so
the rails, kids.
For the listeners that are still
listening.
We can't
say kids. The kids are gone.
Yeah, that's right. Go away, kids. Go away.
Stop. Get out.
Go away.
We don't want you anymore.
I know you're not going to school, but don't listen to this podcast. Just go away. All right. So we all got, the Interspace Black IPA in front of us. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a taste.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, Pete.
I went up to the bar and ordered intercourse and got looked at funny.
Yeah. Holy shit.
So just like being at home, like kind of that no?
Fatality.
Oh, man.
I don't know you ordered that so much.
Yeah. Yeah, excuse me, wife. I would like.
Yeah.
There's a waiting list.
I feel like I'm going to use this sound effect a lot today. So anybody that purchased the Black IPA called Interspace will get a sticker, Out Here Having a Pint sticker.
Where can I stick it?
Free sticker. You can stick it wherever you want to stick
you
it.
Want it.
Yeah, you can. Hey, I know where you can stick it. Nah.
Wait, in my thumb?
Yeah. I'm doing the thumb up.
My butthole.
Yeah, this is true. This is absolutely true. So
we're Australian right now.
Pete, where's your Black IPA?
Where's your beverage?
I drank it.
And you drank it?
I drank a lot of it.
Do you need another? Do you need another drink?
I'll get there. I was going to fake it.
All
That's
right.
the magic of
Well, you've already had it, so you could probably review it. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the beer, and then we're going to review it and see if we would have a pint. So, Brandon, talk us through the ingredients and what made you come up with wanting to, you know, create the Black IPA, reach out to us, blah, 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 blah. You know, tell us that story.
Sure. So I was going to say, Black IPA is one of those beers that is not frequently seen anymore in the marketplace. About 2 to 3 years ago, breweries tried to bring it around. Historically speaking, also known as Cascadian Dark Ale, you'll hear a lot of people talk one side or the other. They tried to bring it around a few years ago, just never took off. Really cool beer, though. It's not a stout. It's not an IPA. It is a dark-colored IPA. We achieve that darkness by doing a traditional West Coast-style IPA, and then we go ahead and add in blackened wheat, so that way we get some roast note, a little bit of chocolate note, but we don't go into the stout porter territory. The problem when they started coming back with black IPAs was that a lot of people were taking their normal stout, their normal porter, and then just trying to hop the ever-loving hell out of it. And it doesn't work very well. You don't get the right mouthfeel. It ends up being too thick. It ends up being too roasty coffee-flavored. You can't take a existing recipe, like an existing porter or stout, and turn it into a black IPA. You're much better off trying to take an IPA and darken it without getting into that caramel roast territory. So.
Yeah, so what is the trick, though, for the black IPA? I mean, as far as grain bill is concerned.
Sure. So one of the things we loved about Interspace is that we did partner with local. We partnered with a local malt house, so we absolutely love Sugar Creek. This is our first experience working with them. Phenomenal people. Shout out to Caleb. Dude was a rock star. He took us out
Shout
to the
out
field.
Caleb. Yeah.
I mean, he let us wander around, look around that operation. Dude was great. And I mean, it was an awesome experience. If you have the chance, they are just starting to do homebrew supply as well through their malt house.
Oh, wow.
Stop up there. That man has a passion to the point his kids are named after aspects of malt. I mean, that man.
Wait, what?
Simcoe was named after a.
No. It's their daughter is Maris. Mm. After Maris Otter. I was like, oh, that's amazing. So
I'll pretend to know what you mean.
But anyhow, and then we got our hops out of 812 hops. So. You were asking about what the secret behind the malt bill is. We won't tell you all the secrets, but what we will tell you is that the big thing is...
Secrets.
It was Aaron. Aaron was the secret.
Aaron is absolutely the secret, you know. But for the grist of this beer, the couple tricks that I will say is, one, depending on a blackened wheat, and the nice part is, as opposed to doing a blackened barley, which in that case you'll get your heavy roast notes, which you would associate with a stout or a porter, the blackened wheat... You get a really nice mouthfeel, some more viscosity to the beer without going into stout territory, but you don't get that burnt, bitter flavor. It stays away. You still just get more of that just light chocolatey note. The other trick is that this is one of the only few beers that we do an addition of dextrose to. So we actually add corn sugar to bring the gravity up, but more importantly, we bring that in to dry the beer out so that it accents that earthy hop flavor on the end.
Yeah, I made sure that you added that dextrose because...
Yeah, because we're notorious for forgetting it also.
Yeah, well,
so.
Yeah, we almost did forget it because we was listening to music, just chilling back there, and I was like, oh, we got to add dextrose.
Yes.
So what is blackened wheat?
So blackened wheat is wheat that is, what you do is you roast it or kiln malt it.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Caleb, if you're listening to this, because I'm embarrassingly, you know, low knowledge compared to your background in this. But you'll actually kiln it for a little bit of while, and politely put, it's burning under control, but, you know, but darkening it. You're not actually burning it. It's kind of like the idea of coffee roasting, where you'll take your green beans, you'll heat them for a certain length of time at a certain, you know, a certain temperature to get that depth of color and flavor.
I'll tell you what, Caleb was very, he's an awesome dude. He invited us basically into his home, showed us the goats. He showed
the
us
pigs,
around the
bacon.
Yeah.
It's always fun to watch someone that's passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
And you just kind of like soak in all that knowledge.
He showed us around the fields, and he took us to like
the different production fields.
Yeah.
I mean, they took us out to a 2-row field, a 6-row field.
Yep.
Rye, so we could see all the different base grain as it's sitting in the field before they knock it down.
He's just trying to get a rise out of you.
Hey, dude.
Hey, he did. I had boner all the way.
Man.
All the way?
All the way.
He wasn't even a halfie.
Kelsey, I'm sorry.
Holy shit.
I was just trying to do a stupid pun. I didn't know.
Where's Bree when we need her?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you this, though.
About your boner?
No. Oh. not about my boner.
Damn it.
I only know, I know the tap uses Sugar Creek for sure.
Yeah, a lot of places are beginning to use it, and it's, and I will say this, the experience of working with them, the quality of the product, I love the fact that they lab test, so everything, as opposed to a generic range, is specifically colored out, so they know how much the SRM or that depth of color is for every batch that he malts. He's doing some weird, and I mean weird in the best of ways, stuff coming out soon. Traditional malted techniques, barrel-aged malts, just going all across the board. You know, he's trying to do old-school wind malting, where you're malting it as opposed to putting it in a kiln fire. You're just laying it out in the sun and letting it malt in the sun and dry that way. Viking-style malts for traditional European ales. Yep. Just malted red corn all across the board. You know, great people. Great people.
I didn't know that, and the word I'll use is snobbery, but I mean it in an inoffensive fashion. Like, because coffee was brought up, there's different ways of washing and drying beans. I didn't realize those same kind of particularities went over to malts and things like that as well.
Yeah, because you're ignorant.
I don't say this, you know, I would always say, you know, and here's the thing I absolutely love about being there, you know, I work on the other side of the equation. I work on the, hey, I get the malt, it's time to turn something in. It is so obvious his passion and knowledge for this. It's incredibly extensive, but he doesn't make you feel like a moron. And that is such, I mean, he's excited that people are asking the questions, down to the most basic level questions of how do you malt, how does this work, how do we dry this, how do we turn, all of that. He loves to talk about it, and you can tell.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's worth a trip if you ever have an interest. He's even talked about doing like an Airbnb for homebrewers, where like you can come, or for brewers where you can come up there. You'll be able to brew on like a traditional wood brew.
That's so pretty badass. Wasn't he thinking
about doing like silo style?
Yeah,
that would be real cool.
So like staying in a grain silo kind of thing for an Airbnb. He was talking about, but
I'm doing it.
Did you find that it translated to the product that you got?
Oh yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I am thrilled with how this beer came out. Even down to the mouthfeel that we're getting out of the beer, the flavor complexity is much more than what I've seen with more traditional commercial malts. Yes, it costs a little bit more, but one, you're supporting local business. Two, the product is incredibly superior. I mean, there's no question to me it's worth it. I when we brew this again, and we will brew this beer again, it's not like I'm going to go and sub it for something. I would not dare do it. It's that much of a superior product.
Yeah, so when we do brew it again, you'll have it in cans this time versus
correct.
Just draft, for sure. I know that Hoppy Wobbles down in Bloomington is going to get a keg of this tomorrow.
Yep, we'll be down there to tap it tomorrow. Yep.
Yep.
So if you guys are listening to this today, tomorrow it'll be the July 12th, Sunday. Hoppy Wobbles will be tapping this in. So that's the only place besides Cedar Creek that you'll be seeing it on draft.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Where is
down in Bloomington, Indiana.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know if it was Hoppy or Hobby.
Hoppy.
Like,
why
Hoppy.
Would it be Hobby?
Because yeah. Dobby.
Hobby Wobbles.
Hobby.
Yep. I mean, some people do say that.
I mean, Hobby, but Hobby Wobbles, I mean, it sounds like you drink as a hobby and then you wobble, but
yeah,
that could work.
So see, I was confused. Now
so yeah, so let's talk about the hops. Aaron Hardin down in, you know, it's really story.
Technically, A12 Farms is Columbus, Indiana address.
Yeah, A12 Farms does have a Columbus, but we'd love to all meet up at the Story Inn because, you know why? It's a small town. They only have one little building there that we go to and we drink beer. I love that place. That
calling
place
it a town
awesome.
Is even bad.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
A village?
No, I wouldn't even call it a village.
An outpost.
Is it a town? It reminds.
Yeah.
It is bad. I love it. It's badass. It's like down to earth and it's great. And when we went down there to meet Aaron, the owner of the Story Inn place opened it up. It was closed, and she opened it up for us, which I appreciate it.
Appreciated.
Yeah.
And their hop product is amazing. Mm-hmm. The primary feature flavor you get in Interspace is, because, again, the other nickname for it is Cascadian Dark, it's a Cascade hop. You're going to get that nice, huge, earthy note with just a touch of spice on the end of it, and then it lingers, and it sits. So this is not... Again, this is an IPA, so for anyone who's looking at a dark beer and going, oh my God, it's a dark beer, no. If you're an IPA drinker, you can throw this thing back, but it's very much West Coast style.
Yeah, the IBUs is high.
Are they still using hydroponics for all their products?
I don't know. I was going to say, I didn't get a chance to talk to Aaron well enough in depth to know his full production side. We unfortunately didn't get to visit 812. We literally just picked the sax tops up from him. So, but
it was just a drop. He met at an undisclosed location that you disclosed to.
Aaron would appreciate this. Yeah. It was definitely a drop. Oh, yeah.
That dude is fucking awesome. I love Aaron.
It was a 10-pound drop. So
Aaron's my guy, man. He's cool.
It was a couple bales.
Yeah, Aaron's cool, man. That's my guy, man. And if you're a home brewer as well, I'm pretty sure that you can get his hops as well. Just reach out to 812 Farms. Get those hops, man, because fantastic hops for sure.
I mean, we've compared it to some of the commercial stuff we've gotten, even our Cascade commercial produce versus the stuff that we got at 812. And there's this lovely, like, spicy overnote on the aroma that we don't see from the imported hops.
Some Colombian uncut Cascade.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the Californian. No.
All right, so now that we described the beer, and again, we're gonna brew this again. We're gonna have it in cans, but we have it here on draft. So we're gonna try the beer now. So I'm gonna admit I was gonna wait until this moment to drink this beer. And
the rest of us waited.
Yeah,
you mother leather person here waited.
You no lying cockroach.
Yeah, I really trusted you. No, I was gonna wait, but then I was like, I need to try it early. So
some things aren't worth waiting for.
If you brewed it, you just gotta go for it. You should have it before you introduce it to everyone else.
True.
Justification.
All right, so I'm gonna start out with Kelsey. Kelsey,
yeah.
You've had the black IPA.
Yes.
Interspace.
I do.
Had the intercourse.
Yeah.
How'd you like
that? God dang it. Now I'm going to have to say, I'm going to accidentally say intercourse. Before this podcast.
Do you guys
want to
try the intercourse?
Yeah.
Would you like some intercourse at a bar?
Do you know
why? Would you like
why
intercourse on a table?
No. We named it Interspace.
Yeah. You know why we named it Interspace?
Because of heat?
With a capital I-N.
I would imagine that's Indiana.
Yes. Indiana. Woo. Oh, you do know things.
Locally sourced ingredients. An interspace in the dictionary says the space between two objects. So everybody's been kind of like playing off the whole like 6 feet apart social distancing thing. We wanted to kind of play space into that a little bit.
Yeah.
And so interspace with the capital IN was super fitting for the beer that we were brewing. So.
Yeah, because we're our logo.
It's not called intercourse. It's called interspace.
Yeah.
Get it right, Pete.
Because our logo's a spaceman, so that was perfect for us. Like interspace, yeah. We had different names, but that name just stuck out to us, man.
Brandon, you've never been a
local ingredients, and it was awesome. So, Kelsey, describe the beer, and would you have a pint?
Well, we just described the beer, so I don't feel like I need to do that.
Would you have a pint?
Anything different?
So I will say with this, like Brandon was saying, it's really important to pick the right malt because you don't want it to be overpowering with malt. You want the hops to stand out. So I don't want people to be afraid to have this beer because it's dark in color, which that kind of freaks people out this time of year, especially when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
You see a dark beer, you're like, I want to go for something, you know, white in color. This, you drink it and it's a total different flavor than what it looks. So I'm really happy with the IBUs. I enjoy the hops that's in it. I don't think that it really needs to be tweaked at all. Mm. I love this beer, and I'm not just saying that because we had a part in brewing it. I'm proud. I am really excited that it came out like this.
All right.
Would you marry it?
I would.
Okay.
Kevin, I want a divorce.
I have chosen beer.
Well,
you've accepted this intercourse for the rest of your life.
All right, Adam, what do you think about the beer?
I like it. You can't really taste the alcohol or the booziness as much, so it's easy to drink and it's not overpowering. The only slight thing I was discussing with Brandon, it's kind of bitter on the back end, and that's kind of that. But I noticed that as it gets warmer, I think when you get it out of the draft hole.
Draft hole. Yeah.
I shall now describe all my. I have 18 draft holes.
Yep, the draft hole.
The draft hole?
Yeah, I noticed that like it doesn't really get bitter until it starts to warm up. I think that the coldness kind of masks the bitterness, but that's the only thing is it's a little bit too bitter.
This guy's complaining about an IPA being bitter.
He said draft hole. I'm never going to get
you damn draft holes.
Hold on, wait, that's the name of your new tap room.
Draft hole?
The draft holes. Draft holes. We're going to call it this, you damn draft hose. It's going to be like a black hole in space.
Maybe it's not the sinkhole. It's a draft hole.
The draft hole. Ooh, and we'll be McKinley, if you're listening to this podcast, watch out.
Sorry,
we're coming
gotcha.
After you. You have the Cinco, we have the draft.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to sell that to you guys. Oh, obviously.
You're going to have to license that out.
Yep.
A lot of money is, what, $25?
Hey, if you don't trademark it, we got dibs.
Pete, do some lawyer stuff.
Well, wait a minute. Adam,
do some lawyer shit.
Would you have a pint?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely have a pint. This is my second pint of this. Sorry, yep. My first.
Brandon, would you have a pint?
Yes. Again, not just because I brew the stuff. I like the style. You know, we wouldn't have ran this far with it if the style wasn't right there. It's not a common beer to see. I'm really happy with the balance of the earth, the earthy notes, the resinous notes. It's got that nice spicy hot balance. I'll even say it has a lingering bitterness. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are not wanting to drink a West Coast old school, old style IPA, this is not the beer for you. But what's so nice about it is that it has that darkened wheat to it, so it has this really, really nice body and balance, and it hides that 8% alcohol frighteningly well.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it's 70-plus IBUs. Again, you know, this is not a, it's not a porter, it's not a stout, it's an IPA, and for that, I love it. It's great. I'd definitely have a pint.
All right, Pete, would you have a pint?
Yes, I would.
All right, cool. All right.
That's it.
A man of small words.
That's it.
Kevin,
all right.
Would you have a pint?
Yes, I will have a pint in this, but yes, I will agree. Anybody that's like listening to this and thinking about trying this black IPA, it is really high in IBUs. It's about 73 IBUs. 73.
Yep.
So it will.
It's a tongue number.
Yeah.
And I mean that. You will feel it sitting on your palate for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, but sometimes if you do intercourse a certain way, too.
Oh, you know, that's a tongue tire or a tongue twister.
Hey, if you like the hops, man, if you like those high bitter hops, I know people that go to Deviate, they usually have some high bitterness beers. If you like those types of beers, come on down to Cedar Creek, man. Well, try the Interspace, for sure.
I want to argue with the people that made the beer, because in my mouth it's different.
Go for it. No, seriously.
What's your mouth like?
You want to experience what my mouth is like?
Oh, there's that one night.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was. You were sleeping.
No, shut up. So, Adam, this is your favorite. I get a lot of malty body.
Malty body?
Yeah. As it warms, I get more of a malt, and I get more complexity. And to me, that's kind of the star, I suppose.
The maltiness or the complexity?
Yes.
Yes. I mean...
Gotcha.
No, but there's a roastiness up front, and once we get into the body, it's more malty. And I wouldn't say that it's creamy per se, but there's a
smooth
lightness.
Oh.
It's not overly viscous.
Fluffy.
We haven't gone into the porter or the stout territory, but there's enough roast to keep it interesting, malt for complexity, and then the bitter finish, I think, just rounds it out very nicely to make it a very distinct beer, and so you know it's a black IPA. But I think, at least for me, when I hear people talk about, you know, the IBUs or it being relatively hoppy, I'm certainly not overpowered. I certainly think the roast and the malt is the star of this one, and the bitter actually helps me on the finish. It's not crisp, but to me it's almost a little bit drier because it's bitter. It cuts the linger a little bit because I'm used to IPAs, especially West Coast, just having a great deal of linger, but I think the roast and the malt kind of helps balance that out. And it's a lasting flavor, but I don't think it all is balanced very well.
Right.
To me.
And that's so, like we were discussing earlier. So we don't use Cedar Creek as a general rule. We don't do a whole lot of dextrose enrichment. Usually people use it, and I'm not saying to quote cheat and get higher ABV on something. You use it if you're using it for the right reasons to dry the beer out, and I'm glad to see that came through. Completely agree with you, though, on and also the other commentary. This beer, straight out of the draft hole. Straight out the draft hole.
Little draft holes.
Versus if you're going to serve it more European tradition style, where you're going to let it warm up to 50 degrees, it's almost two different beers.
Yes.
Flat out cold, it's going to be a much... I think you get a lot more of the hop note once you get that more towards that... I wouldn't say room temperature, but traditional cellar temperature, you start getting that nice malty expression and that I'm trying to come up with a good, because you mentioned, you know, again, not stout porter viscousness, but it's almost, you know, you talked earlier about coffee. Coffee itself is predominantly water, you know, you're throwing it over. You still have, it's a different mouthfeel than just straight up water. There's still something there. So it's not that it's so thin, even though we did use dextrose to intentionally add that, you know, crispness to it.
Yeah.
It still has a nice viscosity to it, and again, without becoming motor oil like a stout.
Well, that's what we wanted to do. We could have easily made an IPA, which we love, right? Or a New England IPA, which we love. It could be like a hazy IPA, citrusy, whatever. But we wanted it to be different. We wanted a black IPA.
We wanted
IPA.
It to represent.
Yeah.
Well,
and not
both
only
of
don't
us.
Lie, y'all. You don't want to throw glitter in it, Kevin.
I did want to do glitter.
No, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I did want to do glitter.
Glitter would be a great
addition. It'd be
addition.
Stars.
Yeah. You
all,
the stars. Okay.
All I'm saying is that if you guys, and I was gonna say y'all want to do glitter on this item one, it would never go down to Hoppy Wobble or anywhere else, or ever go through a canning line, because as soon as glitter, so glitter beer, as anyone who's not aware, is an abomination to tap lines.
It isn't.
You have to cut your tap lines out and replace them. You cannot clean it.
Hold on.
Have you ever set off glitter bomb your house?
Look,
once? You will find glitter 2 years later.
If I can find a guy who will replace your lines for free after you do it, will you do it?
I can do that even. That's
hey,
not
listen,
the point, man.
For free?
I don't want to have to replace my free. Yes, I've got lines sitting in the back. So.
Oh, Brandon, no problem. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah,
but it's
no problem.
Brandon, I'm really going to agree with you on that about the glitter thing being everywhere, because I'll tell you what. 15 minutes in a strip club, glitter's all over my shirt, and I can't get rid of it.
She's, you know, poor Kelsey is still finding glitter sitting in his underwear drawer 2 weeks later. Wait a second, why wasn't it in his underwear?
I feel like, and Brandon, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like a lot of people, when they think about bitter, they just always associate that with the hops involved. Mm. And I don't think that all the time that is the case, especially when it's the kind of malt that you put in there.
Correct. You're not roast versus bitter versus, I mean, just even earthiness
so
or resinous.
So a comment was made earlier, like maybe we should have backed off on, you know, X hop.
Who said it?
Whatever.
Who the fuck said that?
Oh, well, I did. Like one of the hops that we have in there is Warrior Hops.
Right, which is a very traditional bitter hop.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to use it. We use a small charge up that up front to get some of that bittering note.
And they play basket.
I just don't want people to automatically associate that bitter lingering with a hop, because sometimes it can also be the malt.
Out of the malt,
sure.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Or even water chemistry.
Because some people, you know, they don't know, and they're like, I don't want anything bitter. Well, okay.
And then do you like orange in your beer?
And
do
I'm
you
know? Right. Not, and not that I'm arguing bitter. I'm just curious to get your take on it, Kelsey. When I said that I think it kind of dries out the finish and there's not a great deal of linger, would you be kind of on the other end and say that there is a bitter linger there? Because I think there's some that exist.
I have experienced a bitter linger in drinking this beer.
It doesn't linger long,
but it's still like there. Like I could take a sip and a minute later I'm still getting that
hoppiness.
Like, dryness and the hoppiness on the back.
Dude, I will say this. If you're a hop head, come on and get the inner space, because this is hop. Yeah.
If you're not, do it too, because it's an experience.
Yeah. But I agree with Brandon. Like, that is the joy of difference in palates. We're not all going to taste or enjoy the same thing.
Yeah, I mean,
everyone experiences intercourse different.
Right? Yeah. Well, no.
Damn it, it's interspace, not intercourse.
So, well, no.
I'm going to say intercourse. I swear, I am going to say it by the end of the day just because
that. So the other thing that's interesting is that this almost, and it's not because it's considered a negative thing, it almost has a tannic note to it. So if anyone is tannin. So if you're not familiar with tannins, the easiest expression is it's almost a sensation, not even so much a flavor. The way to experience tannins is imagine yourself licking a black tea bag. Not getting teabagged, licking a black teabag.
Oh, there's jokes there. I know.
Yeah,
I got one.
You got it.
I know what you're talking about.
But it's that feeling on the sides of the back of your tongue where it's almost like it makes your tongue crinkle almost.
Did you notice that these guys picked up their glass to try it?
It was just a coincidence.
They want to feel the tingling on the tongue.
I
just want to get teabagged.
But no, there is a slight almost tannic note to it, which
I can help you after.
I would say more so it's got kind of that light black tea flavor, which you'll get out of that hop. It's not a bad thing by any means. Tannins, if you're not careful, especially in beer, can be really overpowering. If you can control that and if you can balance it out, then it actually becomes a really unique experience on the beer itself.
Yeah, so to circle back on the glitter thing.
Oh, God.
It's necessary.
No, shut up.
I mean,
no glitter. No.
No, we want to clarify.
What if you put glitter in, like, you have a glitter on the counter and you can pour it after you serve it?
Because then he's going to look like I'm
on the cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you can, that
you're,
way.
You're gonna, are you going to give it the rim
it
job?
It doesn't mess up your tap lens.
So,
glitter rim on the cup.
Are you going to give it the black rim job?
Meet Kevin halfway.
Yeah.
Give the man his rim job.
When we did come up with the idea of the beer, I did mention glitter only because I, like, it represents like stars in the
sky,
the galaxy. Oh. You know what I mean? So
a sky full of stars.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it'd be like an excellent addition to our brand, which I haven't applied with.
Either that, or it's going to look like a unicorn. A unicorn farted in the glass. I mean,
true.
It's one or the other.
But you know, so.
Well, that'd be more of a shart, I guess.
Hey, you know. I'm not going to lie though. You know, people gravitate. Men and women gravitate towards
glitter.
Yeah, Fortnite Ray did their glitter. Let me St. Patrick's Day. Yep. Fortnite Ray did their glitter, and people went out there in droves and got that. And it was, like, sold out.
It's the gimmick thing. It's like,
it's a stupid gimmick.
But the beer was good.
Yeah, the beer was good.
They didn't.
You still got to start with a decent base.
Right.
But they wanted to
take pictures
of it.
The product they put out was a good
product.
How
much would
glitter sold that beer, but it wasn't a
bad
beer?
I'm convinced that people just wanted to go home and shit glitter, and that's why.
Hold on. No, I will say, if Cedar Creek is the first brewery that actually uses glitter that you shit out that doesn't actually
get
digested, there you go.
You can get glitter, and you can just...
I don't know if you could even see it in the black IPA.
That's what I'm wondering. Is it too dark or what?
Well, if we use like a silver glitter, we could. Oh man, I'm not even going to start debating that.
Hey,
nope,
he got
nope,
it.
Nope, 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 nope.
Listen, pulled him into this trap.
Listen, this is how you can do it without fucking up your lines. You can have glitter behind the bar and just sprinkle
and
it in there.
Mm.
Kelsey just got a job at Cedar Creek for that move there.
She's going to be a glitter tosser.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the bigger problem is then you got to deal with cleaning the glassware. Because clean glassware is important.
You're using disposable right now, though.
Nobody expects glassware to be clean.
I mean, right now, you're
dirty glass mafia.
All right, so I think moving along. So I think universally, we like the beer and we like how it came out. So yeah, so that is a good thing. Yeah. Oh. All right. Yeah, and the crowd agrees. Damn it. Yeah, yeah. Our fake crowd agrees. All right.
Wait, this is fake?
Yeah. No.
You were used to things being faked, man.
It is not fake.
We're not really a secret. We're in the bathroom.
Back to intercourse.
All right. Yeah, so, all right. So, oh, shit. I hear the outro. So that means that we are at the end of our podcast. And, hey, come out to Cedar Creek if you want to try the new beer called Interspace. It's a black IPA. It's awesome. And you know what? I'm not going to say intercourse for sure. If you like intercourse, come out to Cedar Creek.
If you want to get fucked.
You guys are offering that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. So it's an awesome time. Hey, thanks, guys, for coming out, trying the black IPA for sure. And you know what we do after every episode of our podcast?
No.
We raise up our glasses and we say, cheers, you little craft beer nerds.
Clink, clink, clink.
Come get my beer, damn it.